States in the Megillah, it's also the first Mishnah, Masechta Megillah, as the Arya Prozois, the cities without a chaim around them, Yemei Teshuvah Nun, they have mitzvahs of Purim, perform mitzvahs of Purim, Mikra Megillah, Shachmanes, Matas Avyenim, Sutas Purim, Anyem Yudalat Adah. And the Krochim, the Mokopis Chaim Yemei Teshuvah Nun, the Krochim, they had a wall around them, Yemei Teshuvah Nun, they did like Shushan, the Yeshushan, and Purim is Shushan Purim, Yem Tesvav. The Ran, in the first track of Megillah, brings a shayla, what's the halacha with an ear that's mesupik if it was mekeves chayim mesu shuvanun? What do you do if you have a city that you're not sure if it had a wall around it, be mesu shuvanun? Poshut, there are no records, it's a long time ago. The historians are not sure, it's a question, it's a suffix. If this city had a wall around it, be mesu shuvanun. So when do they prav a Purim? Is Purim by them on Yudalad, or is Purim by them on Tesvav? So the Ram brings down the Hayu HaGoyinim. The Goyinim passed in the Shayla. The Goyinim is the Tzkufa before the Shayla. Poshut, nobody remembers. Nobody remembers. Well, other places we know. We know Yerushalayim and Moshe had.
Same place that don't have Tiyah Lakewood.
Maybe that. Maybe this is a reasonable topic.
You know, you come into a city and there's a wall around it now. It's a wall built. And Jews moved
out of the city.
So you want to know, if you move in the city, there's a wall around it. Where
the Shayla? You're right. Maybe the Shayla should be very common. So Kapanim, the Ran brings down the Goyim and the Tzkufa before the Shayim. There's man of Rav Goyim, the Psadi Goyim, the Bahag, other Goyim. They paskin that they should do like Rov Yeros. We go Hochem Basarov and tell the Goyim that Rov cities did not have a wall around them. And maybe we go Pasha Basarov and they have put my name Yudalit. The Ran says on this, as the Red Zohar, his Lashon is, Yoi, Shafimu Timishu Safak Shakal. Even if you're going to say Safak Shakal, I think what the Ran is saying is, he's dinging Zach a little bit on one of the Goinim, then Mom for Dov Poshet, that there was a Rav, that Rav cities did not have a Chayma, who says, in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, that the main protection, the way wars were fought, that one of the main protections was to have a wall around the city. Efshar Faket, Efshar Rav cities did have a Chayma. Maybe it was one of the first things they did when they invaded the city was, they protected it with a Chayma. Maybe the taste of the rave is that way, maybe the rave is the other way.
Maybe it means Al-Kotabur.
Al-Swat?
Al-Kotabur. Why do you say Kotabur?
I was thinking that, Kasha. But some of the, you're asking some on why isn't Kotabur with Gemara in Ksubis? The Teretz is, it's Rashi and the Tosis in Zvachim, the Fein Gimel, that says that the halacha of Kotabur, Kamech, the Nachsadom, the Erem knows the halacha, the Gemara in Ksubis says that if you have Tesha Chanuyas in the city, if you have nine stores selling Kasha, and one Chanus, one store selling trade, and you find a piece of basa in the street. That's called the parsh meruka parsh. This basa came out of the suffix. You're not sure which store it came out of. It came out from one of these stores. That we say, we go basa rave. Called the parsh meruka parsh. If it came out, mistama came out from the nine kasha, not from the one trade. Of a called kavua, the Gemara has a drasha from the pasuk varav love, and that pasuk the Gemara dashens that if you went into the store, you're not sure which store you went into. So the suffix is which store you went to, that's kavua, the store is not moving. Then we say kokfu kmechta mechta, then it's taka asa, suffix, even though nine are kasha, one is trade, that's suffix. So the kasha is here also. What are they going to say? We go basa roi, but chayra, the city is kavua. The people are sitting in the city, not parish. Teretz says, Rashi and Tosis both say in Zvachim Afayin Gimel, that the loch of kokfu kmechta mechta is only when the suffix is nikabim kaima. In its place, you know what it is. You know these are the kasha stores, this is the trade stores. You know this is the trade store. It's kavu and you know of a makayme. But if the suffix would not be nikab in makayme, then you won't say kol tzvuk mechta nachadam. You don't have this kazayat sakatat. And over here, the suffix is not nikab in makayme. Over here, the city, you don't know what it is. So mainly, you will go basurayv. That's what the Gainam is saying. You go basurayv. But the Ran is saying, even if it be a suffix shakon, I think the Ran means, mechatesed it was roiv, that roiv's cities did not have a wall. Maybe roiv had a wall, maybe roiv didn't. Maybe it was 50-50. It's a little bit unclear. So time to run. Maybe there is no rave over here. Maybe it's a Safak HaShokol. So the Ram says, if it would be a Safak HaShokol, the Alcha should be Safak Dovan HaLakol. We have a Klal, Safak Dovan HaLakol, Safak Dovan HaLakol. So the Alcha should be, when it comes to Yom Yudalad, you have a Safak if the Chayiv Megillah or not. Maybe it was Mukhef HaShchema, and there's no Chayiv Megillah. So they should be Potter. It comes to Yom Tesvav, they should again be Potter. You should say that maybe there was no wall around it, so there's no Chiyuv Megillah today. So it should be Potter both days. It should be Safek Dovan HaLakol. But Zakhtiran, as far as that you can't say, because if you say that, then you'll be Oik the mitzvah of Purim and Gansel from the Shtad. So So the Ram is saying a chiddush. Ram is saying, when do you say sefer gabon lahakol? That's only if it happens with mikra. Let's say if someone's not sure if he was yaitza megillah. Then maybe you could say, this year you're not sure sefer gabon lahakol. And even in case he wasn't yaitza, you're not being a purim from him, megillah from him entirely for his whole life. It's just that one time. But to be oika mitzvah entirely forever from this city, mitam sefer gabon lahakol, that you can't do. That's what the Ram says.
You're definitely doing something wrong.
We're gonna get there. That's a different. That's a whole different story. Tati v'tatsi. Yeah, we're gonna get. That's a whole different story. But the Ram's story is the reason why over here you can't say sefer gabon lahakol is because if you say that, then you're gonna have a shtot that never has megillah, never has purim, and that you can't do. Lemaisa, they have to talk to the Ram mitam zeh that they can't be yoke purim against. They have to lean at least one day. Either yudalad tesvav and zokter Ram, and maybe they should lean yudalad. They should lean the first day. And then on Tesvav, the next day, they'll be part to be time Suffolk to Bono Lahokal. Even though when it comes the next day, you still have a Suffolk. Maybe it's the Mukhefes Chayma, and maybe the Chayb Megillah. That you'll say Suffolk to Bono Lahokal because you weren't out to Purim from them entirely because they had Purim at least on Yudalat.
Why is that Lahokal to Tesvav? Maybe
Lahokal
is your
real Tesvav, not Yudalat. Oh, I think yes, you're Mishmas Kasha. But you hear what the Ram is saying. The Ram is saying two things. The Ram is saying, first of all, you have to have at least one day Purim. Not to be Yoga Purim entirely from them. And the second day already, we'll say something about Lahakal. But the Ram says they shall name the first day. So the Mishmach, I think, is asking you a question. The Mishmach is, why Dafka Lein and Yudalad? If the whole din halacha here is that you cannot be Yoga Purim against them from this city, so this starts to have halacha, lay whenever you want. Either Yudalad or Tesvav. You can't be Yoga Purim entirely, you have to lay at least one day. But lay maybe lay at Tesvav. And Yudalad, you'll say something about Lahakal. Say maybe it was the Yemu Kevis Chayma. And Yudalad be part of it, and lay at Tesvav. Vast Epis, the Ram says, you should lean daf and yidamad.
There's no tashin.
No, he's just going to run. It's lushin.
No,
but why does he say it? Why is he passing to lean daf and yidamad?
Because this is the first day. Once you lean yidamad, you lean yidamad.
No, why? What? No, but
why does he say to lean
yidamad? Okay, because this is far. Because you can't pass it out to lean.
Yeah, but for that, for that, so lean tesvav for that far. Okay, so let's finish the kasha. So he says he's up to the shaita in the Ran that you, when you have such a halacha, you have to name one day, and you mechiv to do it the first day. That's what the Ran is saying. The Ran, that's another chish from the Ran. The Ran is saying the ma'aseh when the cheshbon is you have to name one of these 2 days, you have to do it the first day. Oh, and this mishmach is a kasha from a Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara Menachas says, I'm a sugi. The Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Tes talks about a shaila. What's the halacha in the Beis Hamikdash if they only had 2 kvasim? They only had, let's say, it was the time of the Churban when the enemies were surrounding them. They didn't let them get in the supplies. They didn't let them get in the behemoths. And they're standing there on Shabbos, so they only have 2 kvasim, 2 sheep to shecht, and they have to shecht them as 4 kabanas. And every Shabbos we shecht 4 kvasim. We shecht one keves tamid shachar for the morning kavan tamid. Then we shecht 2 kvasim for the kavan musaf. And Shabbos is the kavan musaf, and we shecht 2 kvasim that we say in davening and. So we shecht in the Torah, and then we shecht 1 keves for Tomash Rabbein Abayim. So, but what do you do if you only have 2? So you're either going to shecht for the Kavan Tmidin, for the Kavan Tomash Hashach, for the Kavan Tomash Rabbein Abayim, or you're going to shecht for the Kavan Musaf. Which comes first? And the Gemara says, the Shang is like this. The Kavan Tomid has a Maila that is Tadiyah. We know we have a Klal Tadish and a Tadiyah Tadiyah, whatever is more common has a Kadima. It comes first. And the Kavan Tomid is every single day. Hashem can cover Musaf is only once a week on Shabbos and once on Yom Tov and on Rosh Chodesh, only a few times a year. But Leidach, maybe the cover Musaf comes first, because the Gemara says the cover Musaf for Shabbos is Mekudesh. Because the cover Musaf is a Shabbos sticker cover, it's not a Chol cover, it's a cover of Shabbos, it's called more Mekudesh. Even the cover itself is more Hailed. So maybe the Gemara Shang is what has Kadima, what has preference, what comes first? Tadiyah or Mekudesh? But then the Gemara says that Tomid Shal Shabbos, the Kavan Tomid, is also Mekudesh. Maybe the Tomid Shechol is a covenant of Chol. But when you bring the covenant Tomid of Shabbos, the Shem Shabbos is on that covenant Tomid also. The Gemara in Zvachim says this far also in Kol Tadi, that the covenant, the Shabbos helps for the covenant Tomid of Shabbos also. It's amazing that the covenant Tomid of Shabbos has both Mayanos. It's Tadi and Mekudesh. So the Gemara says, you're right, that the covenant Tomid will come first. The Shaila is, what about if you only have enough Kabbanis for the Musaf of Shabbos or the covenant Tomid tomorrow, of Sunday? You know tomorrow you're not getting more supplies, you're not going to have more kvasim. So what should you do? Lamashal L'chayr is talking about you have 4 kvasim exactly for Shabbos and nothing for tomorrow. So you're going to definitely do the Kavan Tomid of Shabbos. Kavan Tomid of Shabbos, Kavan Tomid of Shabbos, Kavan Tomid of Shabbos, because that's Tadi and Kodesh. But the Shaila is, the other 2 that's left, should you do the Kavan Musa first or should you save it for tomorrow for the Kavan Tomid for tomorrow? Which is more important, Tadi and Kodesh? And Kavan Tamar of tomorrow, Zichron doesn't have the Kedusha Shabbos. That's the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara says, the Gemara blinds the Boy Dunga Yevshita. The Gemara does not push the Shaila. Which comes first? The Kavan Mutzav of today or the Kavan Tamar of tomorrow? And the Rambam Paskins, as Zoyvi is a Boy Dunga Yevshita, remains a Safik. And since it's a Safik, the Rambam Paskins and the Perchetz of Smidim Safim, that you can do whichever you want. That's the people, the Kohanim could decide whatever they want. They're in the mood, whatever they feel like. They could do the Kavan Mutzav today or the Kavan Tamar tomorrow, because the Gemara doesn't say what to do. That meant from this Rambam that when you have to do one or the other, you either have to read the Kavan Musaf today or the Kavan Tamar tomorrow. You could do whichever one you want. If you want, you can wait till tomorrow. How come over here the Rambam says differently? How come over here the Rambam says by the city that's the Safim Kevitz Chaimah that you have to really suffer the Rambam Hakol? You have to lean only because of the Svar. You cannot be Eker Purim and Gansa from the Shtad. But the Maisa, you have to lean one day. How come the Rambam says you should lean your Dalet? Why not Tesvav? What's the Chilk? So the Mishmach says, then we could be Mechal, there's a chilk. Over here, by the Suffolk, where you should name again on your Dalet, you're talking about one mitzvah, the same mitzvah, the mitzvah of Purim. Should you do these mitzvahs on your Dalet or on Tesvav? That's when the Rambam says Tesvav, that no. Once you have to do a mitzvah, and you're not sure which day to do it, you have to do it the first day that comes along. Don't be Mechamis the mitzvah, do the mitzvah the first day that comes along. But over there, by Tmid and Musafin, they're two separate mitzvahs. The Kavan Tamid is one passionate attire, the Kavan Musaf is a different passionate attire. When you have two different mitzvahs, that you have a right to say, I'm going to save it for the Kavan Tamid of tomorrow. I want to go with the Svara that's all these others. Because when it's a whole separate mitzvah, it's not called I'm pushing off from today to tomorrow, I'm not doing my first opportunity, I didn't have an opportunity yet to do the Kavan Tamid. If you choose to do the Kavan Tamid, you can wait till tomorrow, that's the Chalak. Over here, it's all the same mitzvah, and the question is when to do it. That's where the Rambam says, you do it right away. Dafka when it's separate mitzvahs, that's where the Rambam says you have a choice. The Magiyah on the Mishnah Malachit, if you look at the Mishnah Malachit very often, at the end of a piece, it says Omaha Magiyah, the one that edited it, that put it together, in brackets, the Mechaba, the Magiyah was Rabbi Yaakov Kuli. He was the Mechaba of Yaakov Miam Loyez. Zayi the Sant, he made two very different Svarim. He was a Talmud of Mishnah Malachit, he made Yaakov Miam Loyez, which is more Midrashim and Drush, and he also made Hagoyis in the Mishnah Malachit, Grace to Tayyar and Londis and Halacha. And he says that this Mishnah now should be telling me the shayla that the Achrayim speak about a person, Rachman Tzlan, who's stuck in jail, and the governor gives him, the Tzar gives him a shush to go out one day in the year. He tells him, you can pick any day you want, your birthday, any day you want, we'll let you go out, then you have to come back. Which day should he go out? So some Achrayim say that Vav says, he's mechiv to go out that day and daven tzivim b'tzibah. Because then this person is a chiv daven tzivim b'tzibah every single day. His het is, he's oinus, that he's stuck in jail. Now you have a right to go out immediately, go daven shachas mincha ma'ariv.
But
I'm not sure about that. So other chayim say, forget about that. Other chayim say, pick a day with a mitzvah d'oraisa, so go out for sukkah, go out for tkiya shayfa, go out maybe if you want to with tzivah, maybe pick him kippin, the eagle face, maybe pick a matzah. Oh, but he doesn't talk. Yeah, they don't. I didn't look up all the chayim about filling. You're right. Well, wait. So then, ready you be. Maybe that's what the Rav says. Go out the first day, but he says I'll sing with Ziba. He says I'll sing with Ziba. Right. So the Magiyah, give a look at the Magiyah at the end. He seems to say that according to this Mishnah, man will come out that he has to go out the first day. He has to go out the first day possible, like the Ransvar. One, when you have a choice, so once you become a mitzvah, you have to go out that first day, and that first day has to be sing with Ziba. But I don't understand the Cheshbon. It seems to me. Yeah, that's the first kasha. It seems to be a faked. If you go, the Mishnah Tayr, it's different mitzvahs. The choice should be up to you. Choose whichever mitzvah you want, and you don't have to do that for the first day. And I'll see even Nachma. Because even in Maisa, the Gemara does say that the Gemara is a suffix, which comes first, Tadi or Mekudesh. But you see from the Gemara, if Tadi would be Kaidim, then you would have to do the Tadi. If Mekudesh would be Kaidim, you would have to do the Mekudesh. So here also, in Lechari, you have a Shayanus of Deraisis and Rabbanon. Zichat Deraisis come before the Rabbanon. So in Lechari, he should have to wait for the first Deraisa. Once it comes to the derises and he has a choice, should he go out for sukkah, should he go out for shayfa, should he go out for matzah, that lechayr, according to Mishmach's Torah, he could choose whichever one he wants, because those are all equal.
But even that's not true, because he's an oinus. Now he's not an oinus. First day, he's really not an oinus. How could he not go out?
Well, by Tamid and Musafin also, you're not an oinus. You have two kvasim, right? And you have a choice either to do the Musaf of Shabbos or the Tamid tomorrow. You have two for the Musaf today. How come you're not awake till tomorrow? Because that's what you see from that Rambam, that when it's different mitzvahs, it's not called pushing it off, because I chose that, it's a suffix, they're equal, I chose them as a... Okay, well, this is the Santa Shaila, about someone in jail, has one day off. Okay, I want to say over, I don't think I have time, maybe at the end, Moshe Kana has a sefer, Sifsei Melech. So, and this Rambam, he has a very nice word. Maybe I'll say it over here, because the Rambam, on this halacha, when you have Tmidin Musafin, which one comes first? You only have enough to do the Musaf of Shabbos or the Kabbat Tomer of tomorrow. So the Rambam said, Paskin, since this is a Boydun Layev Shita, you could do whichever one you want. But the Rambam is a little bit Meyer. The Rambam doesn't just say a Loshin, the Kitza, Yak the Mezimem Shiitza. The Rambam says, Im Hagrivim Musaf Hayyim Hagrivu. If you shech this to the Musaf today, then you can mark the Musaf. Im Motsul Anichim Lamochul, the Tumim Anichul. If you want to bring the Tumim tomorrow, you could bring it. The Rambam is very Meyer. So I think it's like 11, 12 words. He gives you both options. He says, if you want to bring the Kabbat Musaf today, bring the Kabbat Musaf. If you want to bring the Kabbat Tumim tomorrow, bring the Kabbat Tumim. Why does the Rambam have to go explain every side? Let him just say, let me just say four words. And Bemis, the Rambam right after that says such a lashon. The Rambam invites them. Perek Tes on Lachachas brings down the Gemara has a shayin and zvachim that pay Tes. Dam oyrim, dam osham, which comes first as Rika. Means when and every carbon there's four avodas: the shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and Zrika. The first three halachas, Bemis, two kahanim could be working on two kavanas at the same time. You have one kohen working on a Kavan Asham, one Kavan working on a Kavan Ayla. They're both doing Shchit at the same time. They're both doing Kabbalah at the same time. They're both doing Halacha, bringing it to the Mizbech at the same time. But once you come to the Mizbech, which one do you do Zrika? Which one do you Shprit? That they're not going to do at the same time. That seems to be a story in the Gemara. You don't do Zrika of two Kabbalahs at the same time. You do one at a time on the Mizbech. So now we come to Zrika, who should go first? We both, the two Kabbalahs were done simultaneously, but which one should you do Zrika first? So Gemara has a svar that Ayin should be first, the Gemara has a svar that Asham should be first, and the Gemara obliges the Boydel Yevshita. And over there, the Rambam Paskins also, Yak the Mezim Mashiach, do whichever one you want first. He's Makai, he doesn't say if you want, do the Ayin first. He's not Meir. He doesn't give you all the choices.
Getting both.
What? That's why, because you're getting both? But the question.
It's not a topic to get one or the other.
It's just by the Lashon, we could have said the same words. Yak the Mezim Mashiach, do whichever one you want. First.
Maybe
you have
to be
Makdish
one of the
Kabbalahs.
Be Makdish right now. That's what
you're asking.
And then you
talk to
the noise. Because you don't have
so why doesn't have to be
Meyer
say
that
if you do the
Kabbalah,
do
Makdish tomorrow than that? That's the Kabbalah. He's telling you have to do that. You have to do something now.
He says agree, but he doesn't say be makdish. Why we have to be makdish now? You have to be makdish
still. You don't have it.
Let me tell you his tares. This is Melech. This is Moshe Kana. His tares. He wants to say the Rambam's coming. Afuke from a third possibility. There's really a third choice of it. If you have two kvatsim, maybe what you should do is be makdish one of them for a musaf. And save the other one for a tamid. Split it, because the Rambam Paskins Loch is the Di'eved. If you bring one kevis for Musaf Yitzah, it's only the Chavchina you have to bring two kvasim. But the Di'eved, if you bring one Musaf Kavan, so what? Maybe that's also an Eitzah. That's what the Rambam's coming to say. That's not an option. That to do the Di'eved is not an option because the Taisha of the Di'eved means if it happened, okay. The Chavchina means what you have to do first. So the Rambam's coming to tell you that's not an option. Either you're going to bring two for a Musaf, or you're going to bring two for the Tamidin. But to do this, but the evidence option that you bring one for the Musaf and one for one Kavan Talmud, that's not an option. That was Jane Harris. The Kivega and the Tshuva Sivim Mempeth, he was asked, it's not the Shai El Halacha Maisa, he was asked about Kli Cheres, earthenware, that the Baal Bas had a Sofik, if he cooked in it Basra or if he cooked in the Cholav. He didn't remember, it was 12 months since he used it, the Kivega writes. He had a pile of dishes, earthenware, Kli Cheres, that he hadn't used in 12 months. He doesn't remember. Is it Milchika dishes? Kalim or the Fleishika dishes? So what should he do with these? We know that Allah is that the Gemara says, and it's a few places, one of the main sugis is in the Vayi Dezer, the Fayim Vavim Veis, that Kalim are by layer when you cook in it. If you cook in it Issa, the tam of the Issa is Nivla in the Kalim. Then when you go cook in it Hetta, the tam that was absorbed in the Kalim into the pot comes back into the food and asks the food. But the Gemara says, there's a chunk between the first day and the second day. The first day is called the Ben Yomei. The first day, it asks Midaraisa. The Tam of the Issa will ask the whatever you cook in it, Midaraisa. The second day is called the Ein Ben Yomei. It's not the first day. Then it's nice and Tam Laskam. Then already the Tam that's living in the Keli does not give any Shvach, doesn't give any good taste. Faket, it ruins whatever. That little taste, if anything, is going to ruin a little bit the taste of the new food. And it's this Tam Laskam, and that's Mutta Midaraisa. Gemara is a drasha from this, but the Gemara says that it's asa midrabanan. The second day, it's still some of the bonus. Gzeira kele ein ben yomi after ben yomi. The Gemara made gzeira. Says asasas some of the bonus. And what you have to do is hagola. You have to, like we know, kibbol lachachpota. If it was beileya from cooking, you cook up hot water and you do hagola. The problem is kli cheres, you cannot do hagola. Kli cheres, the Gemara says in Pesachim that Flamin obeys. Hatoyer heida al kli cheres sheni yetsim neidayfa v'loimav. Torah is made on the kli cheres, the tam never comes out. So in a kli cheres, you will have this issur d'rabbanan forever. You cannot do hagola. And the same thing with fleishik kelim milchik kelim. If it's fleishik kelim, the tam will come out, so you cannot cook milchik in that kelim. And if it's milchik kelim, you cannot cook fleishik. So the Kvei Gishayla was, these kelim were already ain't ben yomei. So in Chayu, it's only sharing with the Rabbanon. And the main Lazevi, you have a suffix, whether it was milchik or fleishik, so you should say suffix or banal hokko, cook whichever one you want. If you want to cook milchik, we'll say mitzad suffix, maybe it's milchik. If you want to cook fleishik, say suffix or banal hokko. But the Kvei Gishayla says, the problem with that is, there's a Mari Vail. There's a Chuvus Mari Vail, one of the early Achronim, the other place can bring down, that he tiny is a svara, that when do you say suffix derbanan lahokol, that's only a suffix that started in a derbanan. But if the suffix started in a deraisa, and was neskagel to become, and it turned into a suffix derbanan, then since suffix deraisa l'chumra, then even the suffix derbanan remains l'chumra. L'moshel, they talk about, if you have a suffix of something is chametz not on Pesach, if it's chametz a matzah. So on Pesach, zicha suffix deraisa l'chumra, no one would eat this. You're not sure if it's chametz or not, suffix deraisa l'chumra. What's the halacha with that piece when it comes after Pesach? After Pesach, you have a shayla now. If it's chamish oval of a Pesach, it wasn't sold to a guy, it was owned by Yid, it's a suffix d'rabbanan of chamish oval of a Pesach. After Pesach, you should say suffix d'rabbanan l'hakol. But according to this far, we would say no. We would say since the original shayla was suffix d'rabbanan l'chumra, that chumra remains even now that it's only negated d'rabbanan. And the Mival brings a right to it from Chayyur B'Ferish Shadaki Moshe. In Hilchos Shefes, the Akimosh is the Ramos Hagoyis on the bottom of the tour. The Akimosh talks about a shayla of a suffix drusa. Drusa means is one of the Yudchas Shefes, like the Sigur we're learning this week. One of the Yudchas Shefes of Malchum Hashem CNA is a drusa. A drusa means that a zeb or nari, a wolf or a lion, pounced on an animal. A zeb by behemadaka, by like a sheep, and a nari on a behemagasa, like a cow, and it hit it with its claws. It stuck its claws into it, or it bit it with its teeth. And Rashi says that the claws and the teeth of a wolf and a lion has an eres, has a poison in it. And it puts in a little poison. It's not mamish like poison like a snake that kills immediately, but it has enough of a poison that it makes the behemoth chafer. Any behemoth that got clawed by a zev or an ari, it becomes a chafer. It's one of the yudches chafers. So the Dakimesh talks about, what if you have a suffix juicer? You're not sure if this behemoth was attacked by a werewolf. It doesn't say the case. So I was just thinking, a case would be, a roi of a shepherd, he sees one of his sheep is scratched and bleeding, and right next to it is a wolf, is a zeb, and right next to it is a thorn bush. And he looks at this, he's not sure what happened over here. First thing is, he's a shepherd, he comes with a stick, his dogs, he chases the wolf away. And the suffix is, did the sheep get clawed by, was it Doris by the wolf, or did it maybe scratch itself on the thorn bush? So this would be a suffix derais, a suffix chafer. If it got clawed by the zeb, it's us, it's chafer. If it was not, if it was from the bush, it's mutta. Oh. So then the documentation says, this: what would be if this suffix drusa, the suffix trefa, then got mixed up in the herd, in roiv k'sheiris. So midaraisa would be about the bro, and let's say it got cleaned off, it rained, the chayis, there's no more, you can't see the scratches anymore, but you know you have a suffix drusa mixed up in this herd. So midaraisa, even if it was a vade drusa, even if it was vade trefa, it would be about the bro, it would be mutta. But the Gemara says in Zvachim, the Fayin Gimbal, that behemoths are davachashav. This is a halacha davachashav, which is normally seven other things. The Mishnah Olam, the Gemara Bizan, a few places, but this Gemara seems to say that behemoth is also a davachashav, and davachashav is not batul midrabanan. I was just clarifying why the Gemara needs a new svar davachashav. Why doesn't the Gemara say that it's a beya? Like we used to from the bug shayla, you know, if it's a complete thing, it's not batul, and chayy behemoth is also beya, but the Gemara says the reason is because it's chashivi, it's davachashav. So then it gets mixed up in the herd. So now it is batul midraisa, but it's not batul midrabanan. Tavachosh is not bottom of the banan. So what would be the din over here? So in the chayyur, you should say, Yitzichim midirayis akasha. The whole shayin is about, it's not bottom of the banan. But the whole is a suffix. So in the chayyur, should be suffix the banan lahakal. But Dr. Daki Moshe, B'Shem the Issa v'Hetlin, when we train him, he says, no. He says, Zumay mikri sveikah der banan leyach banan lahakal. This is not called sveikah der banan to go lahakal. The whole mokim sheish chashis of the raisa, leyam minim be sveikah der banan lakumo. Wherever you have a chashis of the raisa, you don't say suffix the banan lakumo. What's meant to Daki Moshe? So the Mirival explains, he means this svar. when you have a suffik deraisa that turns into a, now it's negeya in this suffik derabanan, we remain with the suffik deraisa l'chumra. And the mivah, once to learn now from this, the negeya, a different case, if you have a suffik chafer that you cooked in the keli, and the keli is now ain't a ben yemei, not a ben yemei. So that would also be in the a suffik deraisa that turns into a suffik derabanan. There's no shagan now of deraisa. Now the keli is ain't a ben yemei. But Dr. Merival, since the original suffik was suffik deraisa, even though now it's been a gay suffik derabanan, it will remain suffik l'chumra. And the Kivayegah says the same thing with our case. Our case, the original shayla, if this was a place of Kehel Milchus, only the first day it was a suffik deraisa. Even though now it's an Eni Ben Yerimah, the whole shayla is only the gay derabanan, but it remains suffik l'chumra, because the original shayla. So, but when the gay of the shayla, what the Yonad cooking it, originally was suffik deraisa l'chumra.
What was it suffik deraisa originally? When was that exactly?
The first day.
He knew the first day
where
it was.
Oh, very good. That's what Kireg wants to say. Kireg wants to say maybe it's a chiluk. Maybe this whole svara that a suffik deraisa that turned into suffik derabanan remains a chumra is when you knew about the suffik when it was suffik deraisa and you paskened on it. When you knew this, the gemara was suffik drusa, you knew you had a suffik deraisa via, and we paskened the chumra. So if that's why we're ready to pass chumra, maybe that's why it has a din issa. That's why when it goes mixed up and becomes a suffik derabanan, it remains asa because it's no more suffik. It was ready to paskened. But over here, like Abeli is saying, the first day you probably knew what it was. You came 12 months later. Now you forgot. Now, so the whole suffik first came up now in the suffik derabanan. So maybe that's why. Maybe in this case we will see suffik derabanan lahakol. The Kriyega says in the Marivail it's mashma nishtazoi, and he brings down that there's a shach in Siman Kuf Yud that also says the same as the Marivail, and the shach is beferish that the suffik deraisa turns into suffik derabanan even if you did not know about the suffik deraisa. At the time of the Raisa, and you first chap the whole shayla when it was the bun, still we say it's the chumra. So this is not like that. The Kegel wants to say a different chiluk. He wants to say a different chiluk between the whole Daki Moshe and the whole shayla being ben yemi. What the Merival is comparing the Daki Moshe shayla where you had a suffik trefa in a question of the rabbanon because it was not bottom of the rabbanon. He wants to compare that the same thing if you have a suffik trefa so by Ein Ben Yemi. Kivik says maybe there's a chalak. He says the chalak would be over there by the suffik trefa that fell into Roiv Behemoth Ksheris and became a suffik derabanan. Over there, even while it was a suffik derabanan, it was negeya a suffik deraisa. Because theoretically, you would be able to find which behemoth it was and pull it out from the Teruvus, and you would know which behemoth it was, you would go back to the suffik deraisa l'chumra. So even while we were dealing with the suffik derabanan, we have its negeya, the suffik deraisa, if theoretically you would find it. That's why, since the suffik deraisa is still here, l'chumra, that's why the suffik derabanan is also l'chumra. Mashen came by the case of Ein Ben Yemi, once it becomes Ein Ben Yemi, you're never going back to in time. You're never going back to Ben Yemi. It's never negeya deraisa. The suffik treif that you cooked and it's gone, and all you have left is Ein Ben Yemi, it's not negeya suffik deraisa. Maybe over there you don't say that because the suffik deraisa is a chumra, the suffik derabanan is a chumra also, because you don't have a suffik deraisa anymore. That's Kivikas Chalad. And he says, if he's there, there should be an achkimina by our case of chametz also. If you have a chatich, which is a suffik chametz, suffik matzah, on Pesach, it was suffik deraisa. So after Pesach, it's suffik derabanan. According to Mivail, that would remain a chumra. But according to Kivik, it would not remain a chumra anymore, because now it's not negeya deraisa anymore.
Even though it come back?
Even though it'll come back, yeah, the Kiryat doesn't say that, but the Chari, he said, even though it'll come back next year, Benegeya, but right now, it's not Negeya deraisa.
When will it come back next year?
Yeah, next year. Because right now, it's not Negeya.
Because next year, it's not
Negeya. No, we got that. Right now, I think it's first, because right now, it's not Negeya deraisa. But
what's this case that
is Negeya? By Daki Moshe's case, but we had a suffix, the Trefa, which went into Harubis, it was Botel Baroi Behemoth Ksheris. It is a ghost, so theoretically, if you would know which behemoth it was, you would pull it out, and you'd be Mavari, you would be Nikka, which one it was, it would be Negeya, Sagdereis and Lechumra. Right, as long as it's theoretically possible, that's what you could say, the Sagdereis remains in Lechumra, remains in Sagdereis and Lechumra. It wants to be Chalk on the Mirvail. Right. So the Kirek wants to be Mate. So according to Mirvail, these Kalim with Suffolk will be Asa. Because the suffik deraisa became suffik derabanan, Kivayegah wants to be chug and say that svar does not apply over here, and it remains suffik derabanan l'chakol, and you could cook in this keli whichever one you want, batzul chalav. But then the Kivayegah brings down a different shayla. This is also what you mentioned, Rabbi Yitzi. He says the chur is a different problem over here. It's called tati desasri. Do you say suffik derabanan l'chakol when you have to say suffik derabanan l'chakol both ways, and it'll be tati desasri? Gemashal, when do you say Safek Rabbanan Lahakol? Where it's not Tati Safsi. If you have a Safek, if someone was like, sorry, if someone, oh, we're gonna get there. Oh, very good, we're gonna get there. But let's the posture of the case of Rabbanan Lahakol, where it's not Tati Safsi, would be where Gemashal, you're not sure if you're Mekayim and Mitzvah Rabbanan or not, but it's possible you were. You say Safek Rabbanan Lahakol. Could be it's true. You have a Safek Rabbanan by Machlekes Paiskim in the Rabbanan. You want to be making like the ones that are Matia. That could be true. It could be emes that the ones that are Matia are saying the truth. Or any suffix that you want to say sakabon lahakol, it's darbanon. It could be true. That's not usa. But over here, to go say that the keli you could use either for fleishes or for milchiks, one of them is wrong. When you're going over here on this keli, which is suffix fleishes and suffix milchik, and you want to say okay, do whatever one you want, you have to say do whichever one you want. You can't just pick one. There's no reason to go say cook fleishes and no reason to go say cook milchiks. If you can go with the gang of suffix darbanon lahakol, you have to say do whichever one you want. But that's a tati d'safsi. That one of them is definitely wrong. It's not possible to be emes. And the Kvega brings down.
You pick fleishes.
We're going to get to that. But Gemaisa, you can't paskin that. You have to paskin do whichever one you want. Right? You have to tell them to do the halacha would be suffix darbanon lahakol to do either one you want. And that suffix darbanon lahakol doesn't work. Doesn't work because there has to be a steer to it. And he brings down a Tosis in Nida, Daf in Zion, and a Tosis in Beya, Daf Yudalad, which says this far, that when you have a Safek Rabbanan, which you would have to be Matia both ways, and Tati Safi, one way is wrong, that you can't say. The case is a little bit complicated, and I don't know if I'm time to go through them, but he brings down one more case, the Magen Avraham. That's a little easier case, I'll just say that. Because the Magen Avraham's case, in Simon Tovkos Lamaches, is the Gemara says in my cotton, Daf Yudbeis, that Chalamoid, Hilchus Chalamoid is a little bit complicated, but a lot of things are also because of Tircha. One of the things that's also and Chazal Womati in certain cases was the Zafes Achavias, to seal the barrels. If they had barrels of wine, they needed to be sealed. The Gemara says that some barrels you're allowed to be Mezafes, you're allowed to seal them. And the Gemara, we have a Machlaik, a Shmuel and Avdimi. Shmuel holds they were only Mati Achavias Katanis, small barrels, the Loi Nafesh Techayu. It's not a lot of work, that's what they were Mati. But Achavias Gedolus, which is a lot of Tircha, Chazal were not Mati. And Rav Dimi says faket. He says they were mati the big barrels because of pseida. It's a big hefzid. That's what mutter to seal. Of the small barrels, not. So my say of machoikus, which barrels are you allowed to do? The small ones or the big ones? How do we paskin? So the Magen Avraham wants to tell you that with these taisus and the taisus and beya, that this would be a safek darbanon, a chayr safek darbanon halkos. You mati both of them. So you mati say the small barrels, say the big barrels. Oh, that's tati d'safsi, because either the halachas like Shmuel or the halachas like Avdimi, you're just going the safek darbanon lahakol by both of them. But you can't have it both ways, because one of them is right, one of them is wrong. You can't say both ways. And then the Kivega says, is this Mitzayin? He has one line, he writes, Ayin beran perikam de Megillah, besafek mukav chayma, uv mishnama peran f'milchus Megillah. Now you'll see why we're going into all this. He's just Mitzayin to this ran and the mishnama chayma. What's the Kivega mean with Ayin ran? So I think the Kivega Ken Zayin, he means the Sakasha. When the Ran had his, Ran came out with his Shukatari, the Ran said that an Iyah Safak Mekavis Chayim, the Gagoinim say there's a Roy, but the Ran Tain is maybe it's a Safak Ashakal, the equal Safak. So the Ran says it's the equal Safak, it should be Safak Rabban Lahakal. Now, but then the Ran is Machadish, is Chidish, that you can't be Oik Apurim from the Shtut entirely. You can't have a city that will not affirm, therefore you have to do at least one day. And therefore you have to do your Dalad. I think the Kivega is saying, why does the Ran have to be Machadish that you can't have a Safak Rabban Lahakal where you Oik the entire mitzvah entirely? Why isn't, which is a chiddush? Maybe Safek Darbanon Lahakol tells you, yes, Safek Darbanon Lahakol, and this city will not affirm this patah. Why didn't the Ran say this reason, the Tosfos, you can't have a Safek Darbanon Lahakol with Tati D'Safsi? What you want to do is say in this city, when it comes Yudalad, the patah, because maybe the Chiv is not on Tesvav. And when it comes to Tesvav, the patah, because maybe the Chiv was Yudalad. That's Tati D'Safsi. One day is Zichah wrong. One day they Zichah had to have firm. It was either Muk of Chema or not Muk of Chema. So I think that's the Kirega's Kavana. With this Ayin Ran.
You
have a second Tezvah, but here you're passing
at the same time. From the same
Zach,
right now,
you're passing
the.
Well, by Chavis also, no, you're saying some Chavis, this Chavis you can't do today, and the Shayam will come tomorrow with a better Chavis, be Matthew. That,
sure
that we don't say.
You're saying you're passing the Tezvah, so he doesn't see this with the Tezvah. But the guy's not going to be good to anything, for sure. He
wasn't against Megillah. Okay.
He was
okay. I'm not sure, but he's Kivega on this inya of Tati Sassi, just as Ayn Ran Megillah. So I think he definitely means to be married, that this Ran has Shaykh isn't this far. Maybe he means, maybe the Terez, like you're saying, I don't really hear it so much, but I think that's the R of it. Just want to point out, there's this shaykh about Tafti Tisafsi, the sound, this Guru Sariya wants to untie this, Tafti Beis and Beis, that he also talks about the shaykh, the Tosis, and they talk about, you don't say Safak Dabbanu by Tafti Tisafsi, and he wants the Tantra Kasha with this, that there's also a Kasha that always bother me. By every Tainis Dabbanu, why can't we eat Benish Mashas? Why don't we say Safak Dabbanu Lahakal? And Shabbos, we have Shabbos is 25 hours, right? Because we machmir the Benish Mashas before Shabbos, maybe it's already night. Or machmir the Benish Mashas after Shabbos, maybe it's day. So we're choishes for Safak the Reis and Luchumba. But every Tainis, why can't you Benish? Once it comes Benish Mashas, this is Safak. Maybe it's night already. Maybe Tainis is over. So eat right away by Shkia. And before the Tainis of Tisha B'Av, the Melium kept Safak the Reis and Luchumba. You're doing it because for your own self to feel good the grocery is the kasha shagasai and the safe grocery and tainus. So shagasai answers this teretz. It'll be tati to sassy because if you want to be makel on the before the tainus, he's saying that Benish Mashas is laila. If you want to be makel after at the end of the tainus, he's saying Benish Mashas is yaim, and one of them is wrong because either Benish Mashas is yaim or it's laila.
No, so that's what that's possible. Hello, that's what I asked by Bas B'Chol. So by Bas B'Chol, you have the same time. So I said, you use it for both. That's not a theory. Tafti Tisafsi is we said that Tafti Tisafsi is the Psafsi.
Where's the Tafti now?
Because you're going to have to pask in both ways. My kasha this was on the Gersari. This is a very nice test of Tisha B'Av. Why you can't do because of Tainus Asi. But what about this week Tainus Asi and the other Tainus where there is no Tainus at night? The Tainus starts in the day. So you only have to do Safak Dabbanu L'Hakol for the end of the Tainus and say that it's yeah, you make it just for that. The Teretz is if you're gonna say that the end of the Tainus that Benish Mashas is Yom, it'll be Tainus Asi on Tisha B'Av. Since you have that on Tisha B'Av, Shabbos is already Safak Dereis Lachumer. There it is. Since you're gonna, if you're gonna want to pass him by Tanesim, that Benish Moshes is Lila, then you're gonna have I don't know. Okay, I might have to look at the Guru Sri. He doesn't mention this. He just talks about Tisha B'Av. So I'm asking, what about Habakkuk's Kashuk? I'm saying, where is the next one? Give it a look. But I think this is there. Al-Kaponim, let's go back to our Shayla. So with this verb, Tati Sassu, Kivega says, L'chur, you cannot be Matir, the Flesh Gekayim or the Munchuk Gekayim. Because if you want to be Matir, you're going to have to be Matir for both ways. To cook, you want to be matir. You want to be makel on the pleishu king of the suffolk of pleishu king or klibas or klicholov. You would have to be makel both ways. You could cook either one of them, and that you don't say. But mainly, you don't see suffolk or banal haka at all. Mainly, you would have to say lachomer. The Kriya then says, "I'm going to look at what you see saying that this far to chiluk." Because over there, by the klibasa and by the fleishka keli, the suffolk fleishka keli, milchka keli, you really only have to pass in one day. You have to be machlit one time. If you decide I'm going to treat it like a misafik that I cooked in it basa and I'm going to cook in it now fleishiks, you're never going to use it for milchiks. You're never going to use the tati this after. This keli you're only going to cook in the fleishiks from now. Once you miyachid it to be a fleishka keli, you're only going to keep it as a fleishka keli. Is a mela, you're never going to have a tati sasri. When do you say that you don't say safak dabbanu l'hakol by tati de sasri? Where the psak always remains, l'moshel by the chavius. That if you're going to want to say safak dabbanu l'hakol, that you could seal the small chavius and the big chavius, that psak always remains, that you can always seal the big chavius in, and you can always seal the small chavius in. And that would be a safak dabbanu l'hakol, which is tati de sasri, because one of them is wrong. Same thing. You mean paskin at one time for the city. Right. I mean paskin at one, so it should be like the kingdom. Maybe that's that'll be a terror to the Ran. Why the Ran had to say his other reason.
Why should you pick one over the other? You're not picking one. He's just deciding, look, you can pick whichever.
Well, the Maaseh Kivega wants to be Megal. So, penalty of Kivega, he's going with a lot of coolness and lahalacha. He wants to say, first of all, he's saying not like the Mirivayel. According to Mirivayel, this would be a suffix deraisa, which turns into suffix derabanan. So, you cannot be mat at all. Kivega wants to say, no, it's not the same thing, because the suffix deraisa is not negeya now anymore. You always say Sefer Derayis, which turns into Sefer Derabanan, is the Chumra, is the Sefer Derayis is still Nageya. He's Mekel not like the Miral, because it's not Sefer Derayis and Nageya. Then he's Mekel that this is not the same thing as the Tosfos and the other Rishonim that talk about Tati Desasri. Because this is, since you're going to be Machlit one way, this is not Tati Desasri anymore. So Kirga Taka wants to be Matya. And at the end of the Shuv, he's just Moisef, a sniff to be Matya, there's a Sheet to say Itta, which is a Das Yochid, all the Shem Achayon gone, but the Itta Sheet is that a Kicheres, Hagolna helps if you do Hagolna Gimel Palmim. If you do Hagolna three times, it does help. All the Shem Achayon. They say Kicheres, the Gemara says, Pasha the Gnoshan Gemara is, and Yersim Yedefen Lenom, Tariya Ida. But he says, he told the person, do it, do Hagolna three times, and have the Itta set those. And then he brings down also the Chamtzi Sheet, which is Kiveges Momayer Chamtzim Mem Gimel, that he says that even if Klicheres, that Hagolah doesn't help, but if you wait 12 months, then the time goes out by itself. And the Mok is the Gemara of the Zohar, the Flamadala, that says this, that after 12 months, the time goes out, and the Chamsi wants to learn it, Benegei other Yisurim also, which also is the maybe Shugad Das Yachid, but Kivegah is Mustafa also as a reason. And just as my Mokum, this whole Kivegah's Shaila about Issa the Raisa, which was the Skagoth Issa the Rabbanon, he speaks about it in this Chuvah Sumem Tes. He's also Ma'arechaned in Simon Samach Dalad with different Rais. And I want to talk a little bit the Machoikas Ram and the Ravid, the Ramashid. The Ramashid on Paragam Chos Megillah and Achidal, he's a little bit different than the Goinim and a little different than the Ran, which maybe another time. And this week is Pasha Zacha. Hoping to speak a little bit about Pasha Zacha, but Mishnah another time. Okay, thank you for. Thank you.